Welcome back into Regional Radio, continuing our coverage of senior Macy Ketcher's side from Grandview High School, signing to play volleyball at Mineral Area College next year. Now we got her high school coach and older sister, Madeline Ketcher's side, with us now. And Madeline, obviously a happy day for you, not only as a coach, but as an older sister as well.
Yes, very happy, but also very kind of surprising because it's weird to see my youngest sister be signing and going off to college.
Yeah, growing up a little quicker than you kind of last remembered, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember her playing Y ball way back when she was little and really didn't know how to do a lot of things.
Well, it was getting an opportunity to develop well and obviously played well for you guys this year and get a chance to go nearby at Mineral Area College. How awesome is that to know that she's going to be just a little bit to the south and playing at a very prestigious program at MAC?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's awesome that she's going so close because we can go and watch her and it'll be available for that to happen, even though it'll be during the same season that I'll still be coaching, so be able to go down and watch her and be close.
And for you, how awesome was it to get a chance to coach your younger sister? It's kind of going to be once a lifetime type thing, obviously.
Oh yeah, it was definitely strange. Normally you hear parents coaching the daughters, so it was kind of different for sister coaching the younger sister, but it was good. I really didn't go into the season thinking it was going to be hard. I just knew that it was just going to be like any other player.
And for Macy, what is it that she does so well on the floor that you kind of see that really made an impact on your team and what you think will translate to into the next level?
I mean, overall, she's a great leader and been able to control the front row. Not only is she, with her height being on the front row, she also is a great back row player. So for our team, she kind of just played the all-around spot, and whenever we needed help, we kind of went to her. And not only that, but she was a great leader on and off the court.
How do you kind of see her skills translating to the next level?
Oh, yeah, I think she'll definitely have a great transition into the college level. It'll be quicker and it'll be a little bit of a change, but I think with her playing on the select team that she's been playing on, she's kind of getting a little taste of what that'll be like.
And then, a coach, for you, you mentioned it kind of feels a little bit weird and whatnot because, it's the younger sister grows up so quick, but when you look at that as a coach and as a sister at this, do you see it more as a sister or as a coach when you see that player signing?
I kind of see it more of like a sister because she's been a sister longer to me than she has been my player. So,
absolutely. And then, coach, for you, obviously, the Grandview Eagles would give us a little sneak preview into next year's team.
Yeah, we lost three great players, but I still think that we are, we have a freshman, Lainey Durker, that started varsity and played varsity for us next year. So I think she's just going to keep growing, and then we have a good 8th grade team that really improved last year, so I'm kind of looking forward to how the team is going to be.
Great, Coach. Thanks very much for taking some time to speak with us, and congratulations on having your younger sister get a chance to go play nearby and get a chance to see her.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Grandview Eagles volleyball program, Coach Madeline Ketcher's side, joining us here on Regional Radio.